British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer is facing fresh calls to step down after his party suffered a disastrous result in local elections. Labor lost almost 1,500 seats across the country, while Nigel Farage's anti-immigration party Reform UK gained almost the same number of seats. Sir Keir Starmer plans to use a speech later today to argue that he can change tack and revive his government's fortunes. But his position is fragile as rivals weigh their options, with Australian-born Labor MP Catherine West saying she will try to trigger a leadership contest if she doesn't like what she hears in the speech. Anne McElvoy is Executive Editor of Politico and co-host of Politics at Sam and Anne's. It's a daily podcast. She joined me earlier. Anne McElvoy, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Oh, lovely to be on. Thanks for having me.
The local elections were catastrophic for the Labor Party. What stands out most for you in these results?
What really stands out is that there is a pincer movement now on the government, which is very brutal. It has the Reform Party, that's the party of Nigel Farage, a populist party to the right of the old Conservative Party, coming after it in a lot of its old heartlands, industrial heartlands, but not only there. It's creeping more, if you like, into middle-class Britain and eclipsing the Conservative Party. At the same time, it is shedding votes to the Greens on the more progressive wing and those who simply like their politics to sound more progressive than they think that Keir Starmer has been able to achieve. So it's really in a bit of a vice-like grip at the moment, and that has weakened the leadership to the possibly fatal point for Keir Starmer.
And why is this happening now, in your view?
Well, it's happening now because we have local elections and they're big ones. They are what we call local elections across the whole of England. That's your usual councillor seats in local authorities. But it gives you a very good snapshot of how the country's feeling. Answer, not good about Keir Starmer, as I was pointing out, losing at both ends of the spectrum. On top of that, you have Scotland and Wales. Now, they are much smaller electorates, but they are, of course, constituent parts of the United Kingdom. So if you lose control there, and in both cases, Labour has very strong historical roots there, and then you lose, you keep losing to the Scottish nationalists in Scotland, even though they've had a really rough old time. They've been incumbents for a long time. Labour thought they'd be able to take back Scotland, nowhere near. And now they've even got Reform coming after them north of the border. That one would not have predicted a few years ago, Scotland being more left-leaning in general. And in Wales, you've got the same sort of picture. You've got nationalists surging, but really a lot of discontent with Labour. So the reason we're taking it seriously is that the Labour Party itself is, I think, really in a state of suspended animation, as I'm talking to you today, just deciding whether they can bear one more reset speech, which he's about to deliver, saying, let's reconnect with Europe, let's do some good Labour things, and I promise I can change, and I promise we can go further and faster, but where to?
Do you think that Sir Keir Starmer's leadership is safe?
No, it's not at all safe. It's not at all safe. We know that because we've had a stalking horse candidate, Australian born as it happens. If you want to bring real drama into UK politics, yeah, just rely on bringing an Australian. It's going to happen. Catherine West is a very feisty MP. She doesn't have any aspirations herself to be the leader. But what I think she has called out is this sense of inertia and the fact that cabinet ministers, I speak to a lot for the political podcast that I host here, that they're kind of quite scared. They're a bit stuck. They give Keir one more chance, but they don't really think it's going to work. And what she's saying is this isn't good enough. I'm prepared to put my head above the parapet. In the British system, that's quite useful because there's a whole tradition of you don't want to dip your own hand in blood. But if somebody else does it, then you can say, well, actually, look, tens of MPs, you need about 81 to make a considerable challenge, are now hurtling towards this stalking horse candidate. Well, you know, if I'm, say, Wes Streeting, health secretary, got a good story to tell, bit of a kind of across the middle of the Labour Party guy, but a very good communicator, you're quite happy with that. You don't have to do the business. Or Angela Rayner, a bit to the left of that, quite flamboyant redhead. I like that being a redhead myself, that she sits more to the left of the party. They don't want to go into the battle, but if somebody else starts it and it looks like Keir is wobbling, well, they're ready to strike. So no, sorry, long answer, short question, he is not safe.
So Keir Starmer plans to use a speech later today, our time, to argue that he can change tack and revive his government's fortunes. How critical is this speech and how likely is it to keep the critics at bay?
Well, he absolutely needs to make the speech. He cannot continue to just go out giving the kind of placid sound bites, which it is just his way of communicating, which is quite loyally. It's quite pained earnestness, which is not really what I think the country or the party is listening for. So he has to give the speech. He does have some strategy. You know, he's not completely foolish about his politics. His idea is that by saying we're going to lean into the pro-European cause, he thinks we're going to go further and faster on that without saying we'll rejoin the EU, but he is sending a signal that he wants to be, so the world has changed. We need to be clearer about our values. Our values right now are, what are they? They're anti-Russia, they're pro-Ukraine, they're reconnect with the EU. If you share those values and you've left us to go to the Greens because you're a bit annoyed with us, let us be a bit clearer about that. Now, the question is that good enough or do you still keep losing to those more fiery than yourself? But he's doing that. He then comes forward with a new legislative programme later this week. It's a bit scrappy. It's nothing special, I would say, having covered a few of these. But basically, he has to keep some momentum to show that he's still the Prime Minister. The difficulty is in the gaps between these events when the players, the major players, the men and women in grey suits will be thinking, was that really good enough?